one of those happy instances where, in my Bible at least, the chapter heading or the verse heading succinctly describes what follows. So starting verse 11 of chapter 30, "For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Nor is it beyond the sea, that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil." I wonder if the gospel call would not seem more urgent to those who are not saved if they saw it for what it truly was: an active seeking of death and evil, because that is what we are doing when we are refusing to follow the Lord. We are actively choosing death and evil. And so to those in the audience who might have strayed from the narrow way of God, or for those who have not yet started on that path, let me make it clear that it is not a neutral choice that you're making. There is no opt-out of the gospel. You're actively choosing death and evil. And so tonight, as Brother Leon mentioned, we are pleading to you through the gospel that you choose life and good. If there's anything that we can do for you, please let us know as we stand and sing.